Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
Before you put it on, you might want to hear this. I think we're loose today. We're loose to Brentford and we're loose to the Scousers.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right, Red News Podcast 302. Hello, everyone. Shane, repeat what you've just said.
Well, it wasn't that exciting. I just said, I looked at my ticket that I got in the ballot, and when I downloaded it, I'm in lower, and I realised I was row 3, seat 99, treble 99. So is that an omen?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not very exciting. No. So,
why did you just make me go through that humiliation?
Have you bought a prop? And I said this to you earlier. We pre-scripted this, haven't we?
Wait, you said, are you bringing a prop bottle? And I said, you've lost me there. And you said, like, the City twat with the Arsenal bottle.
Imagine
dropping.
That.
I haven't bought a prop. I've got a pair of...
Bring a bottle of water into a football ground. How does someone bring a fucking another team's club bottle? How does anyone even... articulate buying another team's plastic. I didn't even know they did plastic bottles in other teams.
Yeah, hello,
Shane.
It was everything that's wrong with modern football, that wasn't it? Yeah, just as much as I just like anyone. Yeah, all good. Yeah, bit of a ball ache with trains and stuff. You know, obviously, the Manchester Piccadilly is in chaos, the tube's in chaos, so it's a bit of a ball ache, never straightforward. But yeah, look. Like 8 o'clock kickoff is shite, isn't it, for fans? But now we're here, there's a good crowd.
Playing at 8 o'clock?
I've got no idea, but it's a good crowd of us here. It's nice to see people. Problem is, I was up at 5 o'clock this morning to queue for like a bit of an anorak. It was record store day for those that go into it. So I was up at 5 o'clock queuing for records.
You were third in the queue.
I was fifth in the queue this year.
Oh,
I got up at got there at 5:30.
What would tenth in the queue have got up at?
What's that? Sorry?
Well, the person who was 10th, would they have had another hour line?
Probably an hour, yeah. But the bloke who was first in the queue started queuing at 11:45 last night, like 11:45.
And where did he go piss?
And it's I don't know. I didn't.
What
know
if he needed a poo?
But he was next to probably the most seediest pub in town, opposite a kebab house. And he just said he sat there on his own, quite scared for all night. And I said, but the next person didn't. The next person didn't turn up till 4 o'clock. So basically, he wasted that whole night needlessly queuing because no one.
See, I'd be so anal. If I was second in the queue, I wouldn't want to talk to first in the queue. What did they talk about at 4 in the morning?
Yeah, well, it's all very.
You were fifth. Nice.
I was fifth, yeah. So
you happy being fifth?
I was, because the people that get the front want, like, Taylor Swift and such. No one wants show that I want. Yeah, they are.
What, he queued for Taylor Swift?
That's what everyone queues for, Taylor Swift.
What, to sell it on eBay?
Well, I don't know who he was, but there was a girl who was second, and she was, like, literally crying because she got this 7-inch single for 20 quid. So, right, bip-off. But, yeah, so it's a long day, but...
The world is mad.
It is mad, yeah. I'm not massively confident today. defensively, you know, on Monday showing, we were very, very poor, weren't we? And then... with the defensive issues, but it's one of those games, like we were just saying, like, no, you haven't got a clue who's going to turn up on both sides. Like, both, yeah, we both got a bit of quality, both can be crap, they're very poor, so it's anyone's guess. But I think I'd take a draw, actually. I think we'd be
well, I would bite your hand off. Yeah. I will. Shaw, for me, has to play at centre back. I think he's handled Haaland all right in there. It's an absolute joke that Martinez has got a 3-match ban. It's an absolute joke that they waited 30 days or whatever it was to add to Maguire's. But apparently there's a fucking United control of all the refs. You know, what a load of fucking bollocks. Can I say some hate of the weeks?
I've got hate of the week, a big one. Yeah.
There's loads of Chelsea protests today. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
About their ownership. They're marching from the station all the way down. Big protest. So the club have even met the protesters to try and get it stopped. So I wonder if that might play in our favour. You never know. Hate of the week. That Arsenal fan who's older than me, who does Gorka as his celebration. I'm sure I've said this, but he's always filmed. If you're that old, let a youngster ahead of you get the TV limelight. Whoever, unless you're doing V signs and fucking one-fingered salutes abuse, if you're shown on TV, that's the only response you should get. Slow Horses is as good as everyone has ever told me it is. Jackson Lamb is a hero. The refereeing at Bournemouth and Leeds is an absolute fucking disgrace. How Calvert-Lewin got away with his elbows watching that game back. What I will say, I've said my will saying, PSG, the way they passed, their movement, their structure, we know that we're light years away from that. So it's not a dig about our squad and what it is. But it did make me a little bit worried that we have been hailing Carrick's succession, you know. But theirs is an ability, and they haven't had a great particular season, you know, since the Club World Cup in a year. But they play so football so effortlessly that it did make me wonder, when will we see United at a level which can compete with that? Because it has,
And I think everyone, we've got, like, you know, Carrick, we've done that to Steph Emery about the safe pair of hands and that. But it is, as someone said to me, like, well, firstly, obviously it's different because he's got the United background, but would any other top six side take him? Well, the answer is probably no. But the problem is, you know, our forms, you know, we started well, then the form dipped off and we scraped some results. In the last few games have been a bit, you know, we haven't played well and we haven't got the results. So it's a big, I think we, like as we said on Monday night, the losing at home to Leeds is, we've invited the pressure on ourselves, really. But they've got to step up to that now.
No,
it's a big test, they've got to react to that now.
You know, I've almost thought, we might lose today, so let's get to Brentford and reassure us with that.
Yeah.
But we've seen that this side has gone to rivals and beat them. Yeah. The PSG, it wasn't just the movement, but it's the man can free himself from his the person pressing or marking him. And I just thought, we know our players are fairly limited as a squad, but it's that level. Yeah. I'd definitely have Mbeumo back today.
But yeah, who knows what happened today? But I think we were just saying to Lee there, I think we've got to have a go at them, because I think defensively it's not one of those games where we can sit back because our defence is threadbare. So we have to try and win it. I've got a quick hate of the week. I was walking to the stage today and thought, I'm not going to have any hates. I'm going to do loves only today.
I'm a love,
But I've forgotten what my fucking loves
just
are.
Call
so
me, I'm a
so
love,
my hates, I was walking, to the station today, and I live in like a sleepy town, bit of a shithole.
Not that sleepy at five in the morning. They're all fucking queuing for Sailor's Ref.
There's one decent boozer that's
right. You know, what's it done wrong?
Well, nothing. The council have like compulsory purchased it out and said they want to build some big bowling alley. So the one decent pub that was entertaining, the one thing going to town, they've sacked it. And then I walked past that, and then I got to town. There's a bit of a workingman's working class type thing. They've got like a, what's that thing called? Bowls, lawn bowls, crown bowls, or something. Yeah. And there's a club there, they've been moved to out of town. So the council's selling it, that we're going to give you some fancy out of town thing. But today was their farewell bowling thing, and it was literally mobbed with these poor old fellas and ladies.
What's that?
And they've been forced out of town, and it was their beloved little thing. And they said, obviously, it's been sold for real estate. And it was like the last stand. It reminded me, you could see them all there, all queuing up to play, because it was the last chance to play on it. And that would be like us at Old Trafford, being forced out, you know. And it just...
Yeah, bastards.
Everything in the world is getting shitter. They're forcing everything out.
You keep pretending to bowl, and it's like you're grabbing my testicles, Shane.
No, I'm just bending down to not to go to your testicles.
Have you watched...
Look at your microphone.
Who scored there? Have you watched the Spurs-Brighton game? Have you watched DTF St Louis, which is down to fuck St Louis?
No.
Right, the weird, it's very weird. Leftovers was weird. And I'm not going to sell this on you because it's the weirdest thing I've ever watched. But I did ultimately enjoy it. So I'm telling you, people, don't watch it. But take this message. What I loved about the finale, the last episode, it solved it all. But it was basically an ode to 50-year-old men wondering that their best years are behind them. Now, my life is all right.
Yeah, I had this conversation.
I love my boy, I love my wife, but it's ultimately an ode to all of us who are of an age who think our lives are all right, and if it's lucky it pans out this way, that you still pine for an olden days. You still pine. All right,
Fulham?
No.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about down to fuck St Louis.
Is that a microphone?
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Who's down for St Louis?
It's the TV series.
Can I get involved with me and Pete get involved?
TV.
Can I get involved?
No, what are you talking about?
Well, who do you support?
Fulham.
Oh, no, we're not Fulham.
Chelsea. Who's that?
MUFC.
Man United?
Yeah.
See, yeah, but...
Why are you here?
we're playing Chelsea.
Oh, you're going over there?
Yeah.
Can we still do an interview anyway?
Well, quickly, right. What do you think about Fulham?
It's a podcast?
Yeah.
I think Fulham's a team for, like, real people. Like me and Pete, we're real men, you know? We can support Chelsea, we can support Arsenal, we can support fucking...
You can support Man United. Did your parents support Man United? Or did you support Man United when they was good?
What do you think?
The hope thing is support.
But would you go to another fan and say, like,
I would say exactly. 100%. My brother, when Leeds were really well, you think at Leeds supporters, when Leeds were really good. My brother is a Fulham through and through.
That's good. What's that? He's
older than you. Yeah, he's older than me. But when Leeds were doing well, my brother was a footballer. He used to have them tanks on.
No, so I've supported United since 76.
Yeah, but my brother was always good, but I said to him, but he had these things with Leeds. He thought he was like, who's the half player with fucking Leeds?
Fucking hell. This is where my memory plays up.
And my brother thought he was like him. He used to wear the Leeds tag, so I used to say to him,
take them off.
Yeah, but I was saying, my old man was full of my grandfather was used to be the chauffeur for Tom Chinder. And in the week, he used to drive from East London up to Liverpool and drop like all the sugar, right, and then come back. And then on the weekend, he just joined for Tommy Chinder. Tommy Chinder was the chairman of what's it? So my dad was always Fulham. We lived in Putney.
See, he's the thing, like, because we don't usually associate Fulham with old school fans.
We are old school. My old man was Fulham, I'm Fulham. And anyone who's
who've you got today then?
We drew 0-0 with Brentford.
The game was bad.
Shocking.
Oh, it's a fair play, yeah.
Shocking. But it's only down road. You know what we get from here to Brentford? More than quick into Brentford.
So here's the thing. We're bemoaning. We go every game.
Which is good.
We bemoan the way the Premier League's going with digital crises.
Yeah, shocking.
But how are they treating you as an away fan these days? Or a home fan?
Well, home fans, you know, we're white, but every pricing of drinks and food and getting in there and you queue up still. I mean, I've had a season ticket for 40 years. So my brother, my niece, my brother-in-law, we're all Fulham. We all sit the same thing. We all sit in the same era.
Yeah.
My brother never went today because he don't like Brentford. He's older, but I'm a cool.
Yes, yeah.
In the old days, I used to love it, get involved. Everyone have a few punch up. Man United never caused that problem because they were massive. You know what I mean? I've been Man United loads of times. You know what I mean? They used to swamp us. Only a couple of years ago, you beat us. And I've come out of there and I was in the geezer and I went to him, boy, I'll give it to him. And he was fed. I'm thinking, what am I doing? He went to me, he went, mate, should have won. He goes, leave me alone. He's out. I went, no, you're right.
So in your head, you still think you're 20, though?
I thought I was 25, 30, you know what I mean? But I appreciate it.
No, but
if your dad was a Man United fan, you should be a Man United fan.
No, my mum.
No, but that. I've got people around me that their cousins used to be. So there's the one they took into the game.
Yeah, but the one with United, we had Best. You know, like we have
George
got
Best. He lived up the road on the left hand side. I'm a postman. He lived up the road on. His son lives in Putney as well. I'm a postman, black cab driver. He lived up when he was at Fulham. One of my first games with Fulham played Hereford, and even Rodney Marsh was there. George Best is probably the best footballer that's ever created.
Well, he's
ever.
The best Fulham player you've ever seen.
I think Berbatov.
Really?
Best footballer, right. As a footballer, as a purist, as a footballer. I used to like other players, but as a footballer, he could do things.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he'd done things that other players never done. But George Best, I was a bit too young for that.
How do you think it's all going?
Shocking.
Like, how many of your lot still go? That's like
loads. We've got a listen. When we first, it was 49 of us sitting the same thing together in the Johnny Ainge stand. Now, as you've got to get on, they move on. We're down to about a dozen in the same stand. I can get tickets because I'll get my mates tickets and come somewhere because they've got children.
But do you reckon there's a way that we could all unite? Like, even the teams, say you and Chelsea,
Liverpool. You don't like Liverpool.
No, but we have to come together because it's our last stand.
Because Liverpool, what they're saying. You know, like, they're saying what they're saying is right. They're saying, you know, it can't go on. You can't even look at Chelsea, what they do. I've got mates that have got tickets, like season tickets, and they go like that. Oh, you and your son, you go, they can't make it. Well, they weren't fucking on. They go, you and him can't make it. They can't even send a ticket to you. They've got to send one to you and one to you. So you can't actually send...
Well, do you have attendance allowance at Fulham? We have to.
Attendance allowance.
16 out of
19. Yeah, but Chelsea's the worst. So have I got two tickets? I can't make them. I've got to send them to two season ticket holders separately. So I might say, oh, my brother and his daughter might want to go.
Yeah.
So they can't work, and they've got to send two people. So there's not two people going. So if I say to you, like, oh, you can have my two tickets, I'll pay season tickets, take my daughter and my son. And Chelsea won't have it. You've got to send one. And so if you ain't got another person, you've got a season ticket.
Yes.
So you can't send them to them.
No,
it's not like touting. It's like,
no, just wanting to sort... Well, sorry.
And Shane's
kids thing
can't
is...
afford it, can they?
Thing is he has two season tickets, but obviously they're all signed up, but you can't give... like his son to his daughter without officially transferring.
Chelsea's the worst, mate. Chelsea, you can't send two.
Right.
So I've got two season tickets. And Fulham's quite good. I've been going years. Yeah. I can sort it out. And you know when you can't, they've got to send it online, all that shit. But I couldn't send you my two. Mates of mine work, and they fucking work on. I can't make this week. But you're going.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'll go, well, I can only send you one of them season tickets. So if no one else goes, you can't take his daughter. It's all corporate shit.
For Chelsea, it's digital, which is like a new thing.
It's digital, but you should be able to say, if I can't go, I should be able to take your daughter and you.
No, but that's what... unless we all come together with a team,
right. Liverpool, right? And this is saying,
yeah.
Are you lot? You're bigger clubs. You're bigger than us.
I'm not going to ask your name because you just said you like a bit of trouble. So
years ago, not 57 years old. Last time I was in trouble was 4 years. Oh, we played Chelsea.
I'll turn this off. That was actually a good interlude, that. That was an interesting Fulham fan who'd been today at Brentford. Cheers for that, mate. So down to fucks. I'm not going to let this go. You know me, I'm a fucking anal twat. But down to fuck St. Louis is basically an ode. 50-year-olds, they're all right, but they've seen their lives go. And there's a scene at the end, I'm not spoiling who murdered who, and it's really odd. The whole series, if I told you the premise, Google it, you'll go fucking weird as fuck. But it's them dancing in their underpants in their 50s. And you just think, oh fucking hell, that ridiculousness. Because we're told of a certain age you can't, you know, you can't behave like you used to. Well, fuck that. I want to behave worse than I used to. You know, like...
with something on the news.
Hello.
Hey, Barney, you all right, mate? Yeah. There was something last week that... some shit breakfast TV interviewing somebody who's turning 60. And she was saying that she's not going to get a blue rinse. We come from that decade of punk rock, the monster, and all the different stuff. So you're not going to turn
I had a couple of pints before here with Mick the Brick and Barber, Cockney Reds, and we talked about the Cockney Reds trains and, you know, like... But he went... You know, we're an age where we were the first, like, 50-year-olds now who don't look or act like you're 50 and you're 60-year-old. And it's like, great, all fucking hell, living a life. You know, not thinking I'm going to be a...
Yeah,
you know,
as long as I can still stand on my seat at certain times, I'm getting excited.
If you can still abuse people at Nottingham Forest. Right, Shane asked a good one off pod, though. Do we call it that? Off pod on Monday night. What film? Do you remember this?
Yeah.
What film? Film. I'm doing the charades. Film.
Is it work?
Is it a book?
Four syllables. What film would you watch over and over again?
Gladiators.
Oh, how was Gladiator?
Mine was Jaws. Jaws, which I watched 100%. I've seen plays. I'm obsessed with it. I went to see it. It got re-released in IMAX and in 3D like about 3 or 4 years back. And I went to see both of them on a second time on a Monday night, see it in 3D. because my wife Bruna said I'm not going twice in 2 days. So we saw the IMAX, and then I went for the 3D one.
And I
was queuing up, and the girl was there with the 3D glasses. She handed them to me.
What, in 1978 or whatever?
No, this was re-released. I said 3 or 4 years ago. It got re-released.
What, you went twice?
I went twice in 2 days. Cause I wanted to see it in IMAX.
I've watched it a lot.
But... it was in IMAX, and then it was also in 3D, so I had to see it in both versions. So I went anyway. The 3D one, I was queuing up. The girl gave
me
the glasses.
I'm a piss-taking bastard, but that's too much.
Wait. The girl gave me the glasses, and I went in and sat down at the cinema. I was the only one there. And I thought, oh, sure, I've gone to the right screen 4, whatever. And then the film started. I watched the whole film on my own in the cinema with 3D glass on, thinking someone's looking somewhere at me, thinking, what a twat. And then
it should be a sub-genre. But I've seen it. What film would you watch over and over again, but would you watch twice in a week?
But anyway, so I've watched it so many times. When the scene went underwater, I don't think there's any spoiler alerts here now, as if for Jaws. But when the head comes out the boat underwater, I still fucking jumped. I yelped, and I'm thinking some bloke is sitting there in that little where they, you know, through the little hole where they do the projection or whatever, is thinking, what a sad twat. He's coming to cinema on his own on the Monday.
No, fuck. Oh, hell that. The documentary's fantastic. I'm having Jaws, I'm having The Thing, I'm having Deer Hunter, but that's fucking dark as fuck.
Deer Hunter's a good one.
Uncle Buck. Fucking hell.
Planes, Trains and Automobiles.
Planes, Trains and Automobiles, good. And then
Elf, obviously. Christmas movies, you watch it again and again.
Don't watch it if you've never watched that. Miserable massive bastard. Disappointment.
That's just it.
And you said about The Thin Red Line.
The Thin Red Line's a good war movie, if anyone wants it, yeah.
Thin Red Line.
It's got big cast, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
George Clooney, all that. As a war movie, quite a serious thing. It's a good study on war.
Okay. Well, I've added that to my list. Zach, what film have you watched over and over again?
Get Rich or Die Trying.
50 Cent.
I've never heard of it. There's an age differential there, isn't it? What about Jaws?
Never watched it.
No. He's never seen Jaws.
He can't be Shane, he can't watch it again. Christ,
yeah, you could have gone with Shane.
If I'd known, it wouldn't have gone the same on my
glasses, maybe. Right, how do you feel? We haven't talked football, have we? How do you feel about the game? Oh, I've asked you. Have I asked you?
Yeah, I said that, yeah.
Well, it's going to be a damp squib, isn't it?
Without me. Really?
Me and you are going to be centre offs.
No, surely.
Yeah, you'd think sure. So. You'd think so.
Mazarahi needs to turn up.
Yeah.
We were talking to a guy at the bar at Chelsea Pan when we came in, and he said that it can go one way. Whoever scores first. So if we score first, they'll be on their backs. Yeah, the atmosphere. And we said this at Arsenal, we saw that, didn't we? As soon as we scored, all the fans just turned on them.
Well, I don't think, not that, you know, but I don't think Arsenal have recovered from that game.
No, they're shaky, like, aren't they? Yeah. But it's a tough one today. It's a forward line turn up as well. And,
do you like Cole? I like Cole Palmer, but he's had a disappointing year. How do you feel about today?
I think it'll be a draw.
I'd take that, though. I'd bite your hand off, though. As long as the rivals don't get closer to you, and where we are, you know, we could want to see free-flowing football, but bollocks to that. It's just about getting to Champions League, and I don't agree with, if we're in the Champions League, we're going to get battered next season, because sadly, as a fan, it's not. You sound like the club that the money that it will give, and just to tread water with the fucking Glazers. That we need that input. Otherwise, Jim's gonna fucking come for our arms and legs.
Yeah. I would take a draw today. Beat Liverpool.
I'd love to beat them.
The FA Youth Cup last night. £10 a ticket.
Yeah, that's. We said that. And it was only 3,100 or whatever. If they'd have made that free, made it £2, it was an arse eight to get in. Just, you're trying to foster the youth of tomorrow. And United, time and time again, don't think about the next thing.
Zach's really passionate about the FA Youth Cup.
No comment.
He's got a story for you.
I have one.
For fuck's sake. He's put you on the spot here.
Yeah. No.
He scored a hat-trick in the FA Youth Cup.
I never knew this.
Yeah. Back in the day when I was 15, 16, I scored a hat-trick in the FA Youth Cup.
Who for?
Carlton Town.
Who against?
No,
have you still got the match ball?
No, I had to give it back.
Did you?
Semi-professional.
In the sewage works behind
that's my claim, after scoring that hat trick, did you think you might make it for United?
Not for United. No. Maybe for Forest.
Right, okay. Well, it's a better claim to fame than I fucking got.
What's your claim to fame?
I tread to fucking thing. I don't think I've got a claim. I've abused a few celebrities in my life. I've told John Inverdell to fuck off. Does that count? Because he's a Scouse twat. Does that count?
Me,
fucking dickhead he was. That's right, really wanted, but I'd love to see him now. Right, okay. Was Manchester United winning a fantastic I'm so happy. That was a massive win. I'll tell you what, on a Brucey bonus level, and Wazza did say you wouldn't have been saying this after Monday night, but I thought that was quite a European display. You hold out, you soak up pressure, you don't overcommit, you win a game. And that gave me a little hope for next season in Europe. You know, when people were saying, oh, we'll get smashed in Europe. I actually thought, of course, I wouldn't have been saying that after Monday. But we actually did. We just went, all right, we've got the goal. We're not going to go overcommit. Bring it on. Today could only have got better that Mick from Nottingham, who I love, said, Andrew Ridgely's just walked past as I went to go in the upper tier. I tried to chase after Andrew Ridgely. If I'd have seen Andrew Ridgely, and we won at Chelsea, he's one of them, I would have been just beyond words. I thought Kobe made such a difference. Sure, I wasn't particularly praiseworthy on Monday. I thought he was superb. Dalot was fantastic. And Bremo worked his bollocks off. The only one I didn't really think was Sesko. I'd have bought on Xerxes earlier. But to go, they are shit. And to leave a ground, you know what? I've stayed at away grounds and seen our players stare at us when we got stuffed. To have that feeling where you've been to your rivals again and you're celebrating. Casemiro and Carrick were really going for the error. Casemiro had a good game. To think the total reversal where we're leaving football grounds happy, and like someone said, oh, the stats, don't give a shit. The ultimate be all and end all today was to hold on, and we didn't look uncomfortable. I know they hit the post twice, and Chelsea fans on the way back to the tube were absolutely ranting about them facing the Europa League, and it made me so, like, to top a perfect evening when they were frothing. And what's the equation? How many points do we need, Jack Tarquin? It was the equivalent of them. I just thought, hella shame.
Yeah, it was a good night. I kind of thought, like, I get the bit of criticism out of the way. I thought we were a bit, you know, giving the ball to them too easily, you know, when we should have kept it. I mean, a bit like Monday, making silly fouls, give the ball away, then make silly fouls that put them under the cross. So I thought we invited a bit of trouble on ourselves. And at one point, to me, it felt, you know, you're hanging on, it felt a bit inevitable they might score. But as Paul, you know, usually on the pod, said in our group chat, you know, like, we look relatively composed in those closing stages. You know, all right, we were under a lot of pressure, but I thought it defended well. And that was a concern for me today, that the defence was so makeshift. But I thought Heaven
was fair, was right in front of his, yeah, brilliant.
He was like young head, but like really, really, really made some.
And Mazarrahi, I thought he'd be sure in the centre. Mazarrahi didn't have a particularly great game.
But I'm criticising senior players for making silly challenges. I thought Heaven was. He wasn't afraid to make a challenge. Sometimes we're hesitant to make a challenge, and he made some brave challenges in the box, which could have easily ended up in a penalty, but you have to do that. And I thought he played well. I thought Sesko, again, is far too weak up top. He needs, you know, particularly away from home, you defend from the front, and you need to sometimes put a shoulder in. He was very, very weak again, I thought, at times. But yeah, overall, like, listen, you're winning away at Chelsea on the back of that performance Monday. I thought quite a good away end.
I was up the till. I thought he was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah,
Saturday night, obviously. Cunha was fantastic goal though. Well worked.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say Cunha had a fantastic game, but he did a lot of dirty work.
At the end of the day, winning away at Chelsea, you know, puts more distance between us and them. So it's a massive, massive win. So yeah, you can't moan about that today. Really good.
I don't like the one with Carrick. His substitutions. Why didn't he change it on Monday? That really frustrated me. It frustrated me Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even tonight. I was going, bring Xerxes on or bring Mount on, and then like. I do feel sorry for Sesko because he's so confident, and his confidence immediately, like where it was up a few weeks ago, is gone.
Yeah.
Like, but Bruno and him were hugging at the end, and Bruno was almost going trying to tell him where he should be, and I don't know, is that what, I don't know about it, but that's, he's a kid, isn't he? That's all we got. He's such a, and that's why surely we, in the summer, it would be a no-brainer to get, which Liverpool have done, Arsenal have done, get a 20-30 million experienced striker to just help out, because Mbeumo's better out wide, I maintain that. Cunha's better out wide, I maintain that.
But he's just got, Sesko's got to show a bit more for me. Like, obviously, we've seen some really good finishing from him in that little spell.
But
he's got to bully people more. Yeah. And you need your centre-forward to be really winning balls, or at least making it difficult for the defenders to play out. And today, he was making it far too easy for them. Just not challenging. And it was the same on Monday. But, yeah, it's a good night. Let's not moan. It's a great, great, great Saturday night. And lots of, nice to see lots of people in the pub before and after. Just really, really good.
What's your love of the week?
My love of the week, I forgot before the game, but I was walking on the train today, just looking at the phone, and Twitter or X, whatever it's called now, can be a poisonous place. But someone shared, it was a reminder to me, one of the massive, great, random things in Sopranos. Now, I might get this wrong, so I'm not going to look at my phone, but I think it's season 3. Maybe episode 8, but it's season 3.
When
in an episode, you know, the spell where they Tony Soprano gets tangled up in the Russian mafia or the Russian gangsters. There's a backdrop of a Russian gangster's office, and in Russian there's a newspaper article, and it's a 1977 cup winning cup picture of United. Just such a most random thing in The Sopranos. There's a 77 cup final newspaper clipping, and it just, I don't know why, I looked at it today and I thought, Manchester fucking United, you know, on The Sopranos, is fucking superb.
Isn't it also that, what's that film where the world freezes over from about the 90s, the ice one, what's that called?
I've got no idea.
You're going to have to Google that. What? Ice World disaster film 1990s or 2000s. Are you waiting, people? Please hold on. This is literally us. We did meet a few hours ago.
But there's a day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow.
That was 2004.
2004? Guess what they're doing? Is it in the Antarctic just as it goes? What's one of them doing? He's watching a United game.
If the world was freezing over and I was about to perish, I wouldn't be fucking Googling. I don't really want to say on. No, I'd probably watch. I'd watch the last 3 minutes of the '99 Champions League final.
Say you couldn't do, you know,
what you want to do.
What you want? No, well, certainly if you're in public. But I think, like,
if I had 10 minutes left, I'd watch 3 minutes. I put 3 minutes would be devoted to the 99 Champions League, like, injury time, and then the last 7 minutes would be LCD sound system playing All My Friends at Glastonbury.
Your music, mad you.
That'd be it.
I was going to say, what are you doing with the other 10 seconds, Shane? Mickey, hello.
Hello.
You all right? What do you make of it?
Hello. Brilliant. Great win. Massive, important win. It was our work win at that second half, hanging on. It seemed inevitable they were going to score, but I'll say you hit the post. But I didn't see the keeper making loads of saves. I mean, they defended pretty well, didn't they, really?
Yeah.
It's good to see them.
We just as a unit look really
soak
good.
Up a bit of pressure
and that's
take
what,
it on.
Like, but for Europe, that performance gets you a knockout stake. You know what I'm going to say, people, and I'm totally in the minority of one. I mean, he got shitloads of abuse and it affected him because Delow had him in his pocket.
Yeah,
but the lad next to me was... Am I in the wrong?
I didn't sing it today because I just... not. And it's not like I'm not trying to be... I'm not trying to be all prim and proper now. I just thought his leaving was a bit different.
To
do that.
But it affected him, so we'll bring it on. It really affected him.
He did some interview last week, didn't he? But he's saying he felt at that stage he should be playing every game when he shouldn't have been, should he?
He should have fucking started, but it doesn't matter.
He's moved on. He's getting paid a lot more money than we'll ever
be. Careful what you wish for, though, because his brother was a knob. Oh, Chelsea and all this. And you think, well, the one thing, Rosinha, he's going to be gone in a couple of weeks. But who will they go? Will that affect... Would you give it Carrick? I mean, like, I'd keep him 100% now.
What do you reckon of the Bournemouth thing, with him making his announcement?
Well, I don't know. Like, is there musical chairs going on? Like I say, Chelsea might be after, Liverpool might be after someone, City might be after someone. You don't know.
Newcastle,
but they're not like... I just think he deserves it, but I do have slight reservations that... But the biggest positive, today was his most tactically astute win. He really did a job on them. And they're in a bad run of form, but they're not a shit side. He did a job. He knows we couldn't do City. We couldn't just lever them like last week. So how do you beat Chelsea? You do them like tonight, get the crowd like restless, and they're just, it's a fake crowd anyway. What are you looking at, Shane?
I'm just looking at my last train.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad our conversation's so
you're on about, did you on about Europe and that, obviously it's heading that way next year. Watching that, I watched the game the other night, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich, and I didn't watch much of them against Liverpool. I watched a bit around before, and it's.
I don't watch much of a Football United, but I watched that and I thought, it was real. Like, I know there was a lot of goals, actually, you could criticise defending, but it was looking at the midfield and forward play, and I was thinking, the quality that we. And I don't think the players we're buying are even at that level, and that's what. But we're on the right trajectory, but are we buying the players to get us that level? But
it's taken Bayern a lot of failures to get, they were my tip. Warren will back this up. I tipped Bayern finally to get it right this year. I think they will win it. I actually think they'll knock PSG. And I but it took them a lot of time to get it right. It took PSG a lot of time. So the one, I did say this before, we have to be in it. Not that we like talking about it, but to deal with the fucking Blazers a little bit, to have a better chance. If we didn't make the Champions League next season with all the debt, fucking 60 million hit on that.
But what pisses me off is
the club will come for us. There'll be some terms and conditions about the Champions League pricing and how they can you imagine if this has been the league this year at Old Trafford? Imagine if we did get. Like a Real Madrid at home in the group stage. Ratcliffe will have. He'll sell us all. He'll have us like donkeys. Like, we have to carry a tourist on our back to get in the ground.
Well, God knows what Ratman would do with that sort of time. He'd probably offer to buy us all out and.
Twat. Right, so. Really happy. It doesn't come across. When you win, it doesn't. I was so buzzing at the end.
I like winning there like that. It was a horrible place to go in the 80s. But in fairness to Chelsea, I've always found their fans quite noisy. But they were very quiet today, I thought really bad.
When have you found them noisy? In the 80s?
In the 80s, in the away fans. As I'm saying, they was always traditionally quite one of the better, noisier fans. Not saying better, but noisier. But... if you ever want to see a contrast between, say, 80s football and modern day, Chelsea is the most extreme. It's gone from, you could say the two worst, But I've never really liked them. I really like winning there, and it was great to see that. But, my main concern now is I'm wondering if I can squeeze a second pint in before the last train.
Of course you can. I thought you were, insulting us by saying you'll get the earlier train. I love you. Right, so Magwise, this has been. I had a Shane like couple more pints before the game than I thought I would. Red News, by the time you listen to this, I think today, because I'm at a wake for a dear friend Sunday, so Monday will be the 39th anniversary. Thank you to everyone, every single one of you who's done anything to get us there, but also the campaign's now open. I want to keep doing these. I'm not sure Shane Mickey want me shoving this in their faces in a pub at midnight in King's Cross. But if you really like anything we do, if you believe in fanzines, you want to donate a second sub, support the mag. This is it now. You get us to 40 years. Please do it. You'll hear it. I don't want to particularly whore it out, but you have to in this day and age. Support us. Get us to 40 years. It will mean. And that you allowed us, it's all of us doing it, it's your stories, but you allowed, you knew it's, Red News is such a big part of my life, to allow me into your lives means the fucking world. Up the fucking Reds. I love you all. Take care of yourselves.
40 years is a massive achievement.
It's a big achievement.
39
massive.
Now.
I know, but 40 years.
Let's get to 40. What would you say, Shane? Go on.
Buy the mag. Just buy the mag and... get it to at least 40 years, but it's like the cost of less than the cost of a pint, and even if you read your two articles in there, be worth your money. But it's also like the last kind of bastion of supporting culture, and they're going to take it away, and so don't let them take the fanzines away, because they'd like nothing better than the fanzines to go. So keep on supporting it.
No, it's absolutely bang on that what Shane says. It is that last bastion of that. It's your view, it's our view, it's what we see, and there's, like I say, it's only a couple of quid, and the stories in it, some of the stuff in it is absolutely brilliant in it, and it's real views, real passion, and it's
thanks, lads.
It's it's brilliant.
We're the greatest football club in the world, aren't we?
By far. What other football club has a 1977 cup winning side as a backdrop to the Sopranos?
And
not many.
If only I'd seen Andrew. Really, that would have just. I'd like.
If you said you'd seen Pepsi, I'd be a little bit more excited.
Cheers, everyone. To the regiment. Up the fucking Reds.